day 3 or 4 of a real holiday, you wake up and before anything else, you notice that the room is quiet and your body is quiet too. Maybe the waistband of your pajamas feels slightly different. Your face in the bathroom mirror looks a little bit brighter, a little bit softer. You go down to breakfast and you actually want it, properly want it, for the first time in a while. You feel, and this is the part that catches you, you feel like a slightly different person, lighter, easier, more yourself. And there's this strange, slightly uncomfortable thought that surfaces somewhere in the back of your mind. This is who I could be, or this is who I used to be. I'm Nicole Good, certified functional medicine practitioner, and this is the Good Health Podcast. And today's episode is possibly my favorite episode I've recorded all year, because it's about the phenomenon that almost everybody has noticed and almost nobody really stops to interrogate. We call it the holiday body, that very real, very physical, sometimes a little startling change that happens to you within just a few days of being properly away and switched off. And the thing I want to do today is not give you 12 summer wellness hacks, because you've heard plenty of those. What I want to do instead is take that experience seriously, because your holiday body is not magic. It's not luck. It is your body given conditions it has been desperately needing, and you can read it very specifically like a diagnostic test. So today we're going to break down exactly what is actually changing when you go away. The 6 quiet levers that shift in those first few days. The single diagnostic question that tells you what your daily life is starving you of most, and realistic ways to bring some of it home with you without the absurdity of trying to live on holiday forever. So let's jump straight into today's episode. Before we get into the levers, I want to anchor this firmly, because the temptation when you notice these holiday changes is to dismiss them, to tell yourself it's just being out of routine, or you're not really paying attention, or you have simply forgotten what normal life feels like. So let me be very clear right at the top. What you are experiencing on holiday is a real physiological change. Multiple body systems genuinely shift within days, sometimes within hours, when conditions change in your favor. So your stress hormones change, your sleep architecture changes, your gut function changes, your inflammation can quieten, your hormone signaling smooths out, your skin starts to clear, your brain decides it's allowed to be playful again. This is not nothing. This is your body doing exactly what it was designed to do when the conditions allow it. So if you have ever told yourself, oh, I just feel better because I'm relaxing. Yes. Okay. That is true. And relaxing, when you actually look at what is happening underneath it, is one of the most powerful health interventions you can give your body. We just don't usually count it as one, because we cannot put it in a bottle and sell it. So treat this episode as a serious one, because your holiday body is telling you something genuinely important about how your daily, everyday life is set up. So let's go through what actually changes lever by lever. And we'll start with the biggest one, your stress system. Most of us are carrying a chronic low-grade stress load that we have completely normalized. It's not the dramatic, obvious kind of stress. It's the constant background hum, the mental list, the 47 micro decisions before lunch, the text that arrives mid-meeting and lives rent-free in your head for the rest of the afternoon, the endless low-grade orchestration of work, home, family, money, calendar. We don't usually think of any of that as stress, because we've been doing it forever and it's just how life is. But your body absolutely registers it. Every one of those time demands lights up your stress system a little. Your cortisol stays a little too high, a little too long. Your nervous system stays subtly in fight or flight. Your body braces, and bracing isn't an obvious thing. It's a quiet baseline contraction that you don't even feel anymore because it's never not been there. Then you go on a holiday, and with 48 to 72 hours, the demands fall away. There's no calendar, there's no orchestration, there's nowhere to be. And your nervous system gets the message, slowly at first, but then properly, that it does not have to brace anymore. The cortisol normalizes, the parasympathetic side of your nervous system, the rest and digest side, actually wakes back up. And the moment that happens, you can suddenly do all the things you couldn't quite do at home. You can digest properly, your gut starts working, you can sleep, you can think, your appetite settles, your shoulders drop literal inches. You start noticing your breath getting longer. You feel like a softer version of yourself because you literally are. And it isn't because something has been added. It is because something that you didn't know was always switched on has finally been allowed to switch off. The second lever is sleep. And I've talked about this extensively, but it lands differently in the context of a holiday. Because on holiday, two things happen to your sleep that almost never happen in normal life. First, the alarm comes off. You actually sleep until you wake up. And second, and this is the part most people don't notice, your bedtimes naturally start drifting towards something more consistent. After a few days, you find yourself getting tired at roughly the same time each evening, getting up at roughly the same time each morning without anyone enforcing it. Your body, given a choice, defaults to a fairly stable rhythm. And what happens then is what we talked about in the sleep architecture episode. Your sleep stages reorganize. Your deep sleep deepens. Your REM lengthens towards morning. Your glymphatic system gets longer windows to do its overnight clearance work in the brain. Your growth hormone gets its proper release. Cortisol settles into its proper nighttime floor instead of running too high. You wake up actually rested. And this is a bit that catches people. You wake up rested even though you might have technically slept a little less than usual. You may have gone to bed a bit later. Because it's not the hours, it's the quality and the timing and the consistency. The diagnostic point here is this. If your sleep transforms within a few days of being on holiday, that is your body telling you that your daily sleep setup at home is the problem, not your capacity to sleep. The setup, the lights, the temperature, the bedtime that's too late, the wind down that doesn't exist, the phone on the nightstand, the Sunday night dread that is eating into your Monday morning energy before you have even slept it off. If your sleep is one of the things that changes most on holiday, your daily life is starving your sleep architecture. And that is fixable when you come home. It just requires you to take it seriously and to notice it while you're on holiday. The third lever is light and your circadian rhythm. On holiday, you're outside a lot. You get morning light. You get midday sunlight. You see the sky transition into evening properly. And usually you're not staring into a bright screen at midnight, pretending it's the middle of the day to your brain. Your circadian system loves all of this because light is the most powerful single signal that your body uses to know what time it is. Morning light tells your brain we're at the start of the day, sets the clock from there. Sunset light tells your brain, wind it down, we're nearing the end. When that pattern is strong and clear, your hormones run on schedule. Your cortisol rises properly in the morning. Your melatonin rises properly in the evening. Your hunger arrives at the right times. Your energy is in the right places. In normal life, particularly if you have a desk job, even a very luxurious one, you can spend most of your day under artificial light and most of your evening under bright artificial light. Your body never gets a clear, strong, it's morning signal. And it certainly never gets a clear, strong, it's evening signal. So everything blurs. Your hormones run off schedule and you wonder why you're tired all day and wired all night. The holiday version is the version your circadian rhythm has been waiting for. So when you start to wake up naturally on holiday and your appetite shows up at a sensible time and your energy actually lines up with the daylight, that is your circadian system running properly, possibly for the first time in months or even years, and it shifts everything. The fourth lever is the environment itself. And this is one I talked about in detail in the home and thyroid episode, but I want to bring it forward here because it changes on holiday too. When you go away, you're in a different building with different air, different water, different cleaning products, different mattress chemistry, often a building that is better ventilated rather than the sealed modern homes. Often, particularly if you are somewhere warm and you have the windows open, actual outdoor air moving through your space all day. And you are eating food, generally, that has not been microwaved in plastic. It's not been stored in plastic for months in your fridge. That has not passed through the same cleaning sprays and dust patterns as the kitchen at home. So your environmental load, the chemical background that your immune system has been quietly processing every day at home, drops. And remember from that home and thyroid episode, your body is not a passive victim of all of that. It's constantly processing. So when the input goes down, the system that was working flat out to clear it suddenly has slack. And slack is where you get to feel good. The diagnostic point here is if your skin clears on holiday, if your bloating settles, if your headaches stop, if your breathing feels easier, your daily environment is part of what is adding to your load. And that is the chapter where the home audit lives. The fifth lever is food, and this is the one I think most people get wrong when they try to explain their holiday body to themselves. The instinct is to say, well, I'm eating less or I'm eating differently, and sometimes that is part of it. For example, if you're in the Mediterranean, the food is genuinely more anti-inflammatory. If you're walking everywhere, your appetite shifts. But the deeper change isn't usually what you are eating, it is how you are eating it. On holiday, meals become events instead of refueling. You eat with other people. You eat for longer. You sit down at a restaurant. You actually taste it. You stop snacking constantly between meals. You're hungry when you eat, not absent-mindedly grazing because you're stressed and need a bit of a hit of something. You drink water with your lunch instead of 7 coffees through the morning. All of that, the slowing down, the eating with people, the actual sitting at a table, does enormous things for your digestion. Because digestion is a parasympathetic process. It needs you not to be in fight or flight to do its job properly. When you eat a sandwich at your desk between meetings, you're not in rest or digest. Your body isn't producing the same enzymes, isn't moving the food through properly, isn't absorbing in the same way. When you eat slowly, present, with people, your gut works the way it was designed to work. And on top of that, the social piece is doing physiological work too. Being with people you love, eating with them, talking with them, that registers in your nervous system as safety. And safety is what your body needs to digest, to repair, to recover, and to rest. The connection you get on holiday is in itself medicine. It's not soft, it's a chemical reaction. The sixth lever I want to flag, even though it doesn't get talked about much, is the radical drop in cognitive load, the absence of micro decisions. In normal life, you're running a household, a calendar, a career, the emotional lives of the people around you, the logistics of getting everyone where they need to be, and most of it is invisible work that lives entirely in your head. Every one of those micro decisions is a small cognitive tax. You pay it dozens, sometimes hundreds of times a day without ever noticing. On holiday, almost all of that goes away. Someone else is making the breakfast decisions. Someone else is wiping the table. You're not running the laundry rotor in the back of your mind. The mental orchestration that fills your normal days has just paused. And the relief that brings is its own physiology. Your prefrontal cortex gets to actually rest. Your stress system stops being hit by the constant low-level pings of decide this. Decision fatigue lifts, and you suddenly feel more creative, more present, more attentive, more alive, because your brain isn't being used as a project manager from the moment you open your eyes. So here is the bit I most want you to take from today, because this is the part that turns the holiday body from a nice phenomenon into a usable, practical tool. I want you to ask yourself very specifically, which of those levers changes the most for you when you're on holiday this summer? Because the one that changes the most, that one is the one your daily life is starving you of the most. If your sleep transforms, your daily life is starving your sleep architecture, your bedtime, your wind down, your room, your morning, all of it. If your gut transforms, your digestion is being starved of presence, of parasympathetic state, of unrushed meals, of consistency. If your skin clears and your headaches stop and your breathing gets easier, your environment is adding more load than you realized and a real order is overdue. If your mood lifts so significantly that you are a different person, that is often the cognitive load and the social piece. Your normal life may be too dense, too solitary, or too transactional in the relationships that should be feeding you. If your weight settles, that's usually a combination, but stress and sleep often dominate it. The cortisol and poor sleep combination is one of the most reliable ways to hold on to weight, regardless of effort. So use the holiday body as a diagnostic test that it actually is. Don't just enjoy it and let it slip past you. Notice what changed most, because this is the precise gap in your daily life that, if you can address it, would change so much for you when you come home. And the last practical question, how do you actually bring some of this home without the absurdity of trying to live on holiday, which doesn't work and which exhausts people who attempt it? The answer, in my experience, is small permanent micro changes, not dramatic gestures. You do not recreate Greece in the UK. What you do instead is take one, just one element of what changed most for you, and you give it a permanent home in your daily life. If sleep was your big lever, pick one element of your holiday sleep, maybe the consistent wake time, the no phone hour before bed, the cool dark room, and make it a daily structural rule at home. Not a sometimes attempt, one element, make it permanent, be consistent, as you were on holiday. If your digestion was your big lever, protect one actual meal a day, a real sat down with someone or with attention meal. the dinner, the Sunday lunch, the breakfast on Saturday, one real meal every day done properly. If your stress was your lever, identify one element of your daily life that drives that chronic baseline and start systemically reducing or restructuring it. Not eradicating, reducing. So reduce notification settings. Reduce that Sunday night work check, the 7 a.m. email triage. Just one thing removed. If it was connection, design one regular structure into your life that gives you the relational presence you got on holiday, a weekly dinner with friends, the proper phone call to your sister, the bookable, non-cancelable sacred slot. The principle is always small, specific, permanent. Not I'll try to be more relaxed, that's not a plan. Something like, I'm switching off all my notifications between Friday evening and Monday morning. That's a plan, that's an actionable step. And the deeper point I want you to take away from this episode is this. Your holiday body is not a special version of you. Your holiday body is just your body when its needs are being met. There is no other secret. There is no other answer. The you that you are on holiday is the you that you are when your stress is lower, your sleep is deeper, the light is right, your environment is lighter, your food is slower, and your nervous system is finally allowed to actually rest. You're not a different person on holiday. You are the same person with less of the daily load. And the question, the only question, is which piece of that load you can lay down permanently, even just a little, when you come back home. So if you're going away this August, please take this episode with you. Notice, watch yourself, pay attention to which lever changes most. And take my book, Optimal You, with you to read on the plane or on the beach, because it walks you through the foundations underneath everything we've talked about today in proper detail. And the holiday is, frankly, the perfect window to actually absorb it. We'll put the link in the show notes below. And if you would like the whole picture properly assessed when you come back, what is stretched in your system, what needs supporting, the Mitoimmune Health Assessment is built for exactly that conversation. You can take that online free now. We'll put it in the show notes below. Throughout your holiday, notice your holiday body. Take it seriously. Don't dismiss it. Let it show you very specifically what your daily life is starving you of. And come home with one change, just one, that you actually keep in day-to-day life. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you think this would be beneficial for someone else that you know, please share it with them. And don't forget to rate on your favorite podcast app. Look after yourself, and I'll see you next time on the Good Health Podcast. You've been listening to the Good Health Podcast. I'm Nicole Good, certified functional medicine practitioner, autoimmune and thyroid specialist, and author of Optimal You. You can find me at goodhealth.uk, that's goodehealth.uk, on Instagram at goodhealthclinic, goodehealthclinic, and wherever you get your podcasts. All the resources are linked in the show notes below. I'll see you next week.